Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you live each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Hopefully everyone had a blessed day. I know mine was a trying day, but that's all right. God is still God through it all. I mean, that's how it is sometimes. You got your ups and you got your downs, but at the end of the day, you got to remember, God is still God. But hopefully everyone had a blessed day. Well, I know y'all seen what happened in the news today. Our nation is in straight turmoil. But, I mean, it's in the Bible also that the days are before us. So, I mean, all we can do is just remain encouraged and encourage one another through this challenging time that we have. Definitely got to keep hope alive and got to keep fighting. To all those who are still protesting, keep doing what you're doing. Hear my prayers. In order for change to come, we got to fight for what we want. And we don't have to use violence in order to fight. We can use wisdom and knowledge to fight and allow God to intervene into it as well. Well, we have Senator Coons, who is about to speak on CNN. Speaking of Senator Coons, he's another one who likes to lay down his values in order to get some political gain. Because in the middle of the election, I mean, he made a statement. He called Donald Trump in September. He called Donald Trump a Cheeto-faced, short-fingered vulgarian. Now he's like, oh, well, if, we have to respect. He was like, well, we have to respect his peaceful transition, and I'm hoping that he repeals the Obamacare after he's in office, after January 3rd. But my thing is, if they repeal Obamacare, what's going to happen to everyone who's on the insurance? Are they just going to be without insurance? Now, that definitely wouldn't be good, but then again, we have people who just don't care in the world what happens. They're not looking at that. They're looking at something else. They're not looking out for the people. Unless they can bring something else better to the table, they need to just try to fix Obamacare or something. I mean, I'm a product of pretty much losing insurance because of, you know, just people not caring, point blank. I'm not even going to step into that waters because I choose not to. But it's crazy how you have Nikki Haley, Romney, so many people. Oh, my God, Romney. They're sitting there talking about him because Trump's campaign, Trump's inner circle, they're not too happy with him. I mean, but you have half of the people that he does, that he's looking at, that already, you know, talked about him during the campaign, saying he was this and he was that. Like, what's the difference now when they get into the office? You think everybody got their own agenda up in there, point blank. And you haven't heard a word from Mike Pence. Anybody see that? I mean, where's Mike Pence? He's like mute. Like I said before, he's allowing everything to transpire because he's an antichrist. So he's letting everything transpire, and he's then going to swoop down and just tear up stuff, point blank, because he's not for medical marijuana, he's not for same-sex marriage. Now, granted, I'm a Christian, so I don't judge, but to each his own, but I don't judge. But at the same time, the man's just going to do a whole lot, blank, blank. So he's been pretty much mute. They haven't heard too much about him. There's just different things going on surrounding Donald Trump. But anyway, definitely got to let you know about our own state of Delaware and everything that's transpiring in Delaware. Now, you know we have the at-will law. which I feel is not geared towards the people itself. It's just geared towards to protect the employers, which is it shouldn't be. That law is probably made up years and years ago, of course, and definitely needs to be changed. So sometimes it takes one person to get something started, because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who has been affected by that, being terminated from employment for with the at-will law, especially when you've done nothing wrong at your own cost. And even the ones who's been sick and lost their job, it shouldn't be. But, you know, you just have some people who just don't care. But let me get to the main thing. Kent County Family Court. Now, as I told you before, I've been contacting Ms. Melissa Ziegler, who's the Director of Operations for Kent County Family Courthouse, concerning conflict of interest with Dwayne L. Harris I and Gretchen C. Gilchrist, my former attorney. I haven't heard back from her. Today is Monday. Someone from her supervisor from King County Family Court contacted me and told me that she was out and she'll contact me on Monday. Monday came, Monday passed, no return phone call, no nothing. So I'll try it again tomorrow. I mean, this is really getting ridiculous. They're trying to wait until... It's just getting ridiculous, but I'm just going to keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing, because people have to be held accountable for their actions. And at the end of the day, the families and the children at Kent County Family Court, they're the ones that's suffering. They're the ones that needs to know what's going on, especially when we might have a predator at family court. Because, I mean, how can you be a bailiff, Mr. Harris I? How can you be a bailiff in exposing minors to pornography? You know, not so. And they just allow this man to still preside, I mean, be a bailiff in the court, knowing the facts surrounding him. And Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, she's just not qualified for the position of a commissioner, point blank. I mean, the evidence was already put before the House of Senate. Now, the only reason she was confirmed before the House of Senate was because of Governor Jack Markell disregarding information that was given to him by myself and also Ms. Gilchrist's other client, Ms. Doe. A change has to come. I mean, not even a change. She just needs to go, because I can't sit back and just allow her to be a commissioner knowing that she's not qualified and not saying anything. Just like they say, if you don't do anything and you're sitting right there, you are part of the problem, and I refuse to be a part of the problem when it comes to what's right and what's wrong. At the end of the day, it's time for people to stand up for what's right. Can't just keep letting people do whatever they want to do. Not at all. Not at all. There's ways to go about certain things. And the pen and paper is very, very mighty. As long as you're doing the right thing, that's all that matters. And it's never easy, by far. Trust me, it's never easy. Because Patricia Blevins, who's the former president of the House of Senate for Delaware, who's no longer there after 26 years, because myself and Ms. Gilchrist's other client, Ms. Doe, wrote to all the senators, the Attorney General, Governor Markell, everyone in the state of Delaware, even the Secretary of State, Jeffrey Bullock, about what was transpiring, because she withheld evidence that would have changed the vote with the other 14 senators for Ms. Gilchrist to be confirmed. Because with that information, that damaging information against Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, with her putting wrong Social Security numbers on documentation, with her putting wrong addresses on clients' documentations and having to resubmit these documentations over and over. I mean, she did it multiple times from the year of 2013 to 2016 in her other client's case. With my case, she just pretty much didn't do anything. When my daughter was missing, I was trying to contact my attorney for assistance and trying to figure out what am I supposed to do, because she gave me bad legal advice and ended up in my daughter being put into the Governor Terry Shelter Group Home by the hands of her father, where she went to reside with in his family. It's just wrong how she did things. And for the state of Delaware, for Governor Jack Markell to just allow attorneys just to drop their clientele during critical times in cases, it's unfair and it's unjust. Like, once again, I said families and the children are the ones that are suffering. The ones who are continuing to get rich and fattening their pockets and not caring about anyone is the governor, all the politicians, the chief of staff, I mean, just everyone, except the citizens of Delaware. We're the ones that's still not being heard, and we're the ones that's still being treated any kind of way, which is wrong, which is very wrong. I can't just sit by and allow that to happen. I mean, for an attorney just to be dropped, for an attorney just to be able to drop their clients during a case because of a political position, they should at least change that rule, the rule or law, if it's just Governor Jack Markell's doing his own thing. Who knows? They need to change it so that the lawyers give notice to their clientele before closing up their practice in order to go into this position. They need to, it's not a rush to go into the position, especially if you have clerks of the court already or appointees already. They should be able to do what they're doing, do what they're supposed to do, which is help their clients out, not just leave their clients hanging with no type of help whatsoever. Just like myself, for instance, I use myself as an example in order to guide me with everything, because everything I speak about is experiences that I've went through. Because you can't learn anything from anybody who hasn't went through nothing, point blank. My case is still ongoing with my child, with my daughter, and I have no attorney because Judge Kenneth Millman in Sussex County Courthouse allowed Gretchen C. Gilchrist to drop my case right in the middle of the case. So I'm without an attorney. She has all my money. Not even that. She owes another client of hers who actually referred me to her. She has her out of $60,000, $60,000+. How can they just let that be? Not even that. It's just the mere documentation that they have with all the evidence that they do have against Gretchen C. Gilchrist. How can they put someone like that into a position that deals with people's lives after what she did with my life and also her other client's life and also probably other clients' life? It's just not right. A change has to come. And like I say, in order for a change to come, we have to start speaking up against these things. I'll go to the phone lines just to see if anyone has any comments or concerns. And to the listeners, I thank you for listening and tuning in. And for my online listeners, thank you for listening and tuning in. I see your comments and I thank you for your comments. I appreciate it. Most of them are saying thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. I sure will. So I'm going to go to the phone lines just to see if anyone would like to say a couple of words. All how you doing? You're on the air. Would you like to say something? Or are you just listening? Can't hear that one. Let's see. Try another one. Hi, caller. Are you just listening? Or are you? Would you like to speak?
Yeah, she just said, she's just listening.
I'm sorry? Okay. All right. Thank you so much for listening. All right. Thank you so much for the listeners. I appreciate you. So, Gretchen C. Girl Curse, I mean, something has to be done. And even with this Delaware at law, like I said, any lawyers out there who are happen to come across the program or listening to the program or see it online, please contact me at mcassociatesforall@gmail.com, or you can call in at 323-642-1559. I would love your feedback because I'm trying to find out what can be done with the Delaware at law. I know it's something that's embedded in as a law, but laws can be changed and laws can be overturned. It's just a matter of doing what you have to do in order to get that done, because the Delaware at will, and it affects plenty of other states, not just this state. There's several other states that has the at will law that affects the citizens and the workers of each state that has the law. And employers are protected by this law, unfortunately, which is wrong because you have certain circumstances where if you're sick and you get fired on your job, I mean, what are you supposed to do if you're fired? You can't work. That's what you call out of your control, out of your hands. So just got to keep pushing and keep fighting for what is right in the right way, because I do not promote violence. I promote wisdom and knowledge, pure wisdom and knowledge. And to Joe Biden and Coons, Senator Coons, who's on the TV all the time, y'all need to come back to Delaware and get your own state in order. You're on the TV all the time talking about this, that, and third. Fine and dandy, but what are you doing for your own state? That's my question. What are you doing for your own state? Because it's in turmoil. And just like I said, I'm still pushing to prosecute the governor of Delaware, Governor Jack Markell. I will not rest because of him and his facility, his state-run facility, my daughter went missing from the Governor Terry Shelter Group home in Wilmington, Delaware, and was beaten, raped multiple times. She seen a police officer shot. She seen a girl get shot. All while it's in the care of the state. Now, you might say, well, why was she in the care of the state? After 14 years of me raising her, she wanted to go live with her father and his family because he lived with his parents. So I obliged, and when she went to go live with him in April of 2016, she didn't like that, and she started running away from their home. And then he ended up forcing her into the state and forcing her into the Governor Terry Shelter Group home. It's a lot surrounding the case, but I'll leave that for another segment where I go more in depth into that case so you can be aware of what you can do. But the number one thing that is critical right now is our youth. We have to grab a hold of our youth because so many of our youth are dying. They're just dying behind of a lack of knowledge, purely simple. And then we have a lot of kids raising children, also people. And we need more mentors. We need more people who are willing to do outreach to reach the youth because it's sad, the epidemic that's going on. It's very, very sad, either with drugs or just using their body. Even in Delaware, we have human sex trafficking going on, people. If you're not aware, please Google it. You have to be informed. It is sex trafficking going on. I will leave that. That's another segment I will That's another segment I'll talk to you about. because my daughter was almost affected by that as well, because the New Castle County Detective Purse, he was pretty much trying to use my daughter as bait. I say bait because he had a cell phone ping on her and refused to contact Philadelphia police to notify them of, you know, a possible whereabouts of her. And he made mention to me that, well, I'll do it after I get back from this meeting that deals with human sex trafficking, that he said that he was heading, that he himself was heading up. So I put two and two together, and I figured out what was going on. So I could not just let him do what he had to do. I had to take matters into my own hand. That's one thing y'all have to know. Don't let people tell you what to do. Don't let them push you around. They might, you got to do what you have to do on your own. So it's very, very important. If you hear feedback, my apologies. It's very imperative that we continue to stand up for what's right and do what we have to do. The show is winding down. Only have a couple of minutes left, but I appreciate all the listeners. But we just have to, you know, just take hold of our children and talk to them, talk to them, talk to them. It's very, very important that we talk to them. On TV, I mean, even the commercials are racy, nothing but sex, drugs, and money now. And that's what these kids are thinking, oh, this is what life's about, sex, drugs, and money. No. You can, that's not what it's about. So to any teens listening, that's not what it's about. Your youth is supposed to be precious. It's supposed to be the time where you get yourself together. You're either on one side or the other side. When I say one side or the other side, I mean either God or Satan. So you can't just be in the middle. You have to pick which side you're on. But that when you do that, it sets yourself up for the future. It sets yourself up for the future when you get to a certain age. But these cell phones that we have our children, that we give our children, these cell phones have become a problem. And they do not need these cell phones. Especially, I see a lot of kids, I mean, even younger kids under the age of 10 having cell phones. For what reason? You pick them up, you drop them off. Really, people? That's what I call keeping up with the Joneses. You don't have to do that. They don't need a cell phone. This is how you have predators that get a hold of your children and talk to them. You never know if your child is feeling some type of way or feeling not loved or not appreciated. That's how they drift off to someone else. So that's why I say, no use for the cell phones. I mean, we just got to get a grip on things. Got to get a grip on things. Unfortunately, it's an epidemic nowadays. But just tune in tomorrow, same time, 6:30. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm a little under the weather, so hopefully my voice doesn't sound too crazy to y'all. No, I heard a little couple cracks in there, but just bear with me. But at the same time, God is still God, and I'm praying for each and every one in the world. So just know, keep hope alive, stay encouraged, and be encouraged, and just continue to stay in the Word. Be blessed, and I will talk to you all same time, 6:30, each and every night. Thank you to all the listeners. Peace out.